said to you when he kissed you last night. I could tell it side for side, and here's the reason why.
Oh, 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 oh.
He says the same things to me. He says the same things to me. And shall I tell you what he said to you as he held you so tight? Let me tell you from the start, I know.
Isn't real.
And
if your heart
is bright,
is breaking,
think how I must be. And did he tell you there's no other girl that is only.
My heart starts breaking when I think of making a plan to let you go. I keep thinking maybe tomorrow I'm gonna let you know. But when I think of
Hi and welcome. I'm Len Jeffrey and I'm live at the moment. This is Monday, March 11th, 2024. Thank you. Myself reminded me. March 11th, 2024. And I do this every Monday night. I sure wish you would listen in more often and tell your friends. If you have an idea for a radio show, for example, if you would like to do your very own, send me, write to me, oshawarocks@hotmail.com, and you can make up your own program. Half an hour program would be great. 15 minutes, I don't care. I'll put it on here. Listen to yourself as if you were on the radio. You'll find out what you sound like. I know what I sound like. Not that good. Not that good. By the way, over this weekend, I was not feeling too well. Just getting over it now, so this isn't my regular voice. Anyways, I would like to dedicate tonight's program to Steve Lawrence. In a career spanning more than 60 years, Steve Lawrence, who has died aged 88 from complications due to Alzheimer's disease, enjoyed enduring success as a recording artist and star of television, film, and the Broadway stage. He was famous both as a solo artist and as half of the singing duo Steve and Edie, where he was joined by his wife Edie Gourmet, to whom he was married from 1957 until her death in 2013. Steve Lawrence's easy-listening vocal style helped him to make 33 appearances on the U.S. Billboard chart between 1952 and 1966, five of them reaching the top 10. He topped the chart once with his million-selling version of the Carole King Jeffrey Goffin song, Go Away Little Girl, from 1962. He earned a 1961 Grammy nomination for his top 10 hit, Portrait of My Love. With Gourmet, Lawrence became a regular on disc, in TV entertainment, and game shows, and on theater and nightclub stages across the U.S. The title track of their first album as a duo, We Got Us, took the 1960 Grammy Award for Best Performance by a Vocal Group. They were a regular attraction in Las Vegas, headlining at top venues including the Sands, the Sahara, and Caesar's Palace. They won the Musical Variety Act of the Year four times at the Las Vegas Entertainment Awards. In 1968, the duo starred in the Broadway musical Golden Rainbow, best remembered for Lawrence's performance of I've Gotta Be Me. The song later became a hit for Sammy Davis Jr. In 1981, they gave a sold-out series of concerts at Carnegie Hall, New York. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Lawrence.
Never be a portrait of my love, for nobody could paint a dream. You will never see a portrait of my love, for miracles are never seen. Anyone who sees her soon forgets the Mona Lisa. It would take, I know, a Michelangelo, and he would need the glow of dawn. that paints the sky above, to try and paint a portrait of my love. It would take, I know, a Michelangelo, and he would need the glow of dawn that paints the sky above to try and paint a portrait of my love.
Steve Lawrence was born Sidney Leibowitz in the Brownsville district of Brooklyn, New York. His father, Max, was a house painter as well as a cantor. His mother was a housewife. Sidney had two brothers, and all three of them showed musical talent. By the time he was eight, Sidney was singing in the synagogue and later began learning the piano and the saxophone. He was already composing songs at the age of 12, and while attending Thomas Jefferson High School in Brooklyn, he would sneak off to the music publishing companies in Manhattan's Brill Building, hoping to be employed as a singer. He renamed himself Steve Lawrence, borrowing from the names from a couple of his nephews.
Footsteps, footsteps, footsteps. Say goodbye to me. Now I'm as lonely as could be. And as I feel a teardrop fall, I hear your footsteps down the hall, walking away from me. Why did you say goodbye? Why did you make me cry? Now every day I wonder why, oh why, oh, footsteps, 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 footsteps. You're such a haunting memory. I say my evening prayer, I hear your footsteps on the stairs, walking away from me. Why did you say goodbye? Why did you make me cry? Now every day I wonder why, oh,
Steve was inspired by Frank Sinatra. I must have been 15 years old when I heard him, he said. His influence not only on me, but everyone who came after him was so indelible, so powerful. Like Sinatra, Lawrence was never persuaded to move into rock and roll, much preferring the great American songwriters such as Porter and the Gershwins. I related to what they were writing because it was much more melodic, he explained. By and large, these people were bright, educated, or extremely gifted.
Go away, little girl. Go away, little girl.
supposed to be alone with you. I know that your lips are sweet, but our lips must never meet. I belong to someone else, and I must be true. Go away, little girl. Go away, little girl. It's hurting me more each minute that you delay. When you are near me like this, you're much too hard to resist. So go away, little girl, before I beg you to stay. Go away, please don't stay. It'll never work out when you are near me like this. You're much too hard to resist. So go away, little girl. Call it a day, little girl. Oh, please go away, little girl, before I beg you to stay.
He is survived by his son David, a composer. A younger son, Michael, died of a heart condition in 1986. Steve Lawrence, Sidney Leibowitz, singer and actor. July 8, 1935 to March 7, 2024. I'm Len Jeffrey, and once again, I'd like to invite you to send in your music suggestions, your radio program, if you wish, write to OshawaRocks@hotmail.com.
Myself up in an effort to make yesterday. I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do, the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, if He really does exist, why did He desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again. Naturally, it seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do?
Send in your music in order for it to be heard by the masses at osherofrocks.com.
Don't let anyone know. future with me. So we can only get together by meeting secretly.
Meet me at midnight, Mary. Same place we always go. Meet me at midnight, Mary. And don't let anyone know. Don't let anyone know.
Just got a job on the railroad. The work is hard and long. But I'm gonna build us a future and show your
too. If you knew Tell that I'm in love, darling, deep and true with guess who, darling, someone I die for, beg, steal, or lie for, eat humble pie for, someone to fly to the sun, moon, and sky for, someone to live for, to laugh with and cry for, and that someone.
Well, that's about all the time I've got tonight. Thank you so much for joining me and listening to this archive. I know no one was here live. Anyways, one day. Okay, I'm again Len Jeffrey, and take care until next Monday night, where I will also be broadcasting live starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Good night.
Asha Rocks.com.